Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi, and today we are going to cover chapter 15, which is on digital transformation in logistics. So digital transformation is an ongoing process in the logistics industry. When you say ongoing, it's a continuous transformation which is happening with the advent of new systems, new innovations. So every day, innovative and new technology is developed to streamline the products to the customer as fast as they want it. As you know, in logistics, the key things are customer satisfaction, and the purpose is to get the product or the service to the customer as fast as possible at the minimum cost. Digital transformation in supply chain management, so what does it do? Basically, it enables organizational flexibility. It allows flexibility to the organization, enables business process automation, accelerates innovation in supply chain management. We will come describe these concepts in more details as we go along. So coming to digital transportation management systems. So logistics is developing steadily, which we all know. Everyone needs to aid to increase the control over operations and to reduce the manual labor as much as possible. Now, what do we mean by this? Increase control, which indirectly means increase the visibility, because unless you have the visibility, you cannot control the operations. So increase control over the operations, which is also the visibility, and reduce the manual labor. So a lot of activities which are currently being done manually are increasingly being digitized, which means that you are taking the help of computers, of digital systems to basically plan them better with more efficiency for a quicker delivery, for a better customer experience. The best solution is a digital transformation. So there are a number of softwares and mobile applications on the market that focus on the personal user interface and complete tracking of each shipment. So you already have seen that, you know, when you are ordering anything from an e-commerce platform, you are able to track the progression of the shipment or the execution of the order. In the sense, whether it is packed, whether it is picked up by the logistics partner, and where exactly it lies. So you are able to trace the consignment or your parcel or document, you know, at every step. And this is made possible through softwares. And the good part is that these softwares are now also available on the mobile application. Earlier, many of the softwares required you to use a laptop or a desktop. With the advent of mobile, every mobile, smart mobile user, you know, can actually have access to this information in a ready form. So what is digital transformation? It is the process of transforming a business from its traditional analog state to a digital state. What do we mean by analog state? The analog state is the manual methods, you know, which we used to follow earlier, where there were handwritten documents or even the decisions were made by human beings, you know, with the expertise of humans. Gradually, when you're talking of digital transformation, you are using or utilizing the processing power of digital systems to, you know, get better, faster, more optimum solutions. So it involves transitioning from legacy systems and processes to newer, more efficient and effective ones that leverage digital technologies. And what are those digital technologies that we will come to as we go ahead? Because there are a number of technologies, you know, which can range from machine learning to artificial intelligence to even simple systems which use algorithms to effectively carry out certain tasks. So in order to gain a competitive edge, a company often must undergo a digital transformation. In fact, this is mandatory, and we will come to this a little later as to why it's necessary to undergo the digital transformation if you have to have a competitive edge. So in logistics and supply chain, digital transformation is very important. I would improve upon this, and I would say that it's not important, it's mandatory. So what it means? Adopting digital technologies to improve the flow of information and materials within and between the organization. This is known as supply chain management. Now, supply chain management was also possible earlier when we did not have the digital systems. But here, when we are talking of the digital transformation, we are talking of supply chain systems which depend on digital systems. So using digital technologies to improve the customer experience, this is called customer experience or CX management. And as you know, I mean, currently, it's all about customer experience. If the customer likes the experience, enjoys the experience, he will repeat and you will have repeat sales. Now, it could be either a product or a service, but customer experience is today the prime requirement for any business. So in logistics and supply chain, digital transformation is again very important. What it again means is integrating digital technologies into business processes to make them more efficient, which is known as business process management or BPM. So generally what happens is that whenever you are going for a digitization, the softwares are generally taking advantage of the latest innovations or advances in the field of supply chain management or logistics. So you need to relook at the process on your business process to make them, optimum, to optimize the processes and to make them perform better. So integration is most important here in the business process management. Utilizing digital technologies to create new business models and paradigms, which is often called digital business or DX. So when you are using the digital technologies, I mean, it's not a simple question of simply doing something with the use of computers or digital systems, what you have been doing manually. You are actually creating a new business model, a new paradigm. One example, in the good old days, you had the loan application. You went to a bank or a financial institution and you applied for a loan. You had to fill out forms, and that form would then go from desk to desk. There would be a number of people who would be scrutinizing your application. They will be evaluating your creditworthiness, your background check, etc. And this used to take time. And also, the process used to be delayed because between the processes, the document used to lie. Now, when you look at the new digital technologies of, let's say you apply for a loan, it immediately goes and checks your creditworthiness based on your PAN number or your Aadhaar card and decides whether you are creditworthy or not. It also will do a background check based on a number of, big data. Now we'll come to that a little later, what exactly we mean by big data. But it'll find out all about your, track record, in the sense that whether you have defaulted in the past. This is also available through various, platforms which are provided by the industry, which tells you whether you have been honoring your liabilities. You've been paying your loans, etc., on time or not. So having decided on this, the decision, to give you a loan can be taken in a much shorter time. And that is why you must have seen that in many banks, etc., they tell you that if you bring the requisite documents, they will approve a housing loan or an education loan within as low as 2 hours. Now, that is possible only with the help of digital technology. and the automation which goes along with it. So it is not simply doing the job. Let's look at how is it different. One, things which were done by human beings are now being done by computers, and it does the same thing in fraction of a second. Number two, between processes, there is no waiting time. There is no time gap. So the entire process is accelerated, and you have a very informed decision at the end of the digital process. So this is what we are talking when we talk of new business models and paradigm. So there are four ways digital transformation is helping the logistics and the supply chain, or it is transforming the logistics and the supply chain. So first one is increased efficiency and productivity. So traditionally, companies have been focusing on reducing cost and improving profits. Yes, we have had a situation in the past where you could sell your product because there was a license raj, materials were in short supply, and all you need to do was keep your prices, or rather your cost, low so that you made maximum profit. Today it is not so. Today you are concerned with efficiency because you are operating, or you are competing against numerous competitors. And if you are not efficient enough, either you will not make the profit or your business will not be sustainable. So they are less concerned with the efficiency of their operations, or they were. And however, today operational efficiency is critical to success. So today the focus in the industry is on operational efficiency, or what we call as the operational excellence. What does it mean? That you do that which is best for the overall holistic interest of the business. In terms of cost, you try to keep the cost minimum, you try to keep the inventories to the minimum, you are trying to deliver the product at the fastest and at the minimum cost, and you are trying to give the best quality product. So you are trying to give everything at a very, very efficient or effective way. Digital technologies can improve operational efficiency in several ways as follows. So let's look at how it does it. So first is enterprise resource planning. Now, typically enterprise resource planning, these are systems which take care of everything right from demand planning. That means even before the order has come in, it basically helps you forecast what will be your demand like. Accordingly, you order the raw materials, you plan your manufacturing activities, your warehouse activities, and then when the order comes, then the execution of the order takes place. And this is managed right up to the time when you receive the money. Now, it doesn't stop there. The ERP system also fulfills all the regulatory requirement. So all the information that you require for, let's say, the filing of the tax returns, filing of GST returns, all the statutory records, etc., it will maintain. So ERP is a all-encompassing system which actually helps run the organization. And when we say holistic or all-encompassing, it includes every function, be it human resources, be it finance, be it accounts. So ERP doesn't just cover the supply chain management, it covers every aspect of an organization. Coming to the second one, manufacturing execution systems. So what are these systems? These are systems that help companies manage their manufacturing operations. They typically include features for tracking production, scheduling tasks, and managing quality control. So these are highly specialized systems, and they rely on two information: material requirement planning, which is basically planning for the raw materials for the manufacturing activity, and resource planning. The resource planning will take care of the machines or the resources which are required to process the material and to make it ready. Typically, how does this manufacturing execution system operate? So when there is an order which is received, immediately the product is assessed for how much quantity is available on hand in the form of a ready inventory, or how much material is under manufacturing. And this information is what is known as available to promise. So when the order is accepted, the system, the digital system, will actually make a promise and say that this product or this service will be available by this time. Now let's take product, because you know we are taking a very finite system here. So it will take into account what is available in ready stock. Also, it will take into account what is already planned and is under production. If not, it will also consider that given the raw material which is available, when it will be planned for production, or when and how it should be planned for the production, so that it is available at the earliest. Also, these systems, they optimize your inventory. That means they will try to prioritize production of those items for which you have a firm order. So one thing is, you may have raw material inventory which is based on your forecast, but you don't have a firm order. Then the system will give precedence to those products where there is a firm order. It will try to speed up the production of those products for which you have orders on hand. So by doing so, what it is doing is, one, speeding up the availability of the products to the customer. Number two, reducing the inventory. So you don't have inventory which is waiting for orders. And three, by doing this, it is actually cutting down on your working capital. So manufacturing execution systems also help you to optimize this system. Thirdly, we come to the warehouse management systems. So these systems basically look at what is available in the warehouse, when it has arrived. It takes care of even when you have to invoice the material, it will follow the FIFO system. Now, these are the kind of things which can be programmed into the warehouse management system so that it will follow the FIFO and you will not have material which are obsolete. Also, whenever there is a high demand, it will immediately trigger a signal to replenish the product. So the warehouse management system helps the companies manage their warehouse operations. And how do they do it? They typically include features for tracking inventory. So even inventory which is in transit, let us say that your inventories are coming from overseas, it will even track when they have been dispatched, when they have been shipped out, when they are expected to arrive, what is already on hand, and even the order, execution of the order, it will manage these. Digital technologies can also help companies automate their processes, leading to increased efficiency and productivity. For example, using robotic process automation, companies can automate the processing of data and transactions. This can help speed up business processes and improve accuracy. Let's take an example. So you are sending a parcel. Let's say it's something like e-commerce. Now you know that in large countries like USA, they have the hub and spoke model, where you have the hub, which is where the parcels are coming from. The hub is basically the point where the parcels are coming to for rerouting. So spoke are the individual points, from where the parcels are going to come to the hub. And normally there are multiple aircrafts or vehicles. It could be, on a smaller scale, it could be vehicles. On a larger scale, it could be aircrafts. So then from the spoke, the material comes to the hub. Now, imagine that there are 30 different spokes from where the material is coming. Within few hours, you are supposed to reroute the material, you know, back to the individual spokes or the vehicles or the aircrafts which are supposed to carry the parcels or the documents back to the spoke. How does that happen? So you have this robotized warehouses where the packages, the documents, they are actually offloaded onto a conveyor. And the system will basically reroute it to the gate where the parcel or the document is ultimately supposed to go. That means the spoke to which it is supposed to go. So imagine, let's take the example of India, and let's assume that there is a hub which is somewhere in Madhya Pradesh or Uttar Pradesh. So there are, you know, parcels coming from all over the place. Let us say that there's a parcel coming from, let's say, Calcutta, and it is supposed to go to Bangalore. So then it would come to the hub. At the hub, there will be this robotic sorting, and it will be automatically routed to the truck, you know, which is actually supposed to proceed to Bangalore. And at this point, you know, when the system, the robotic system, has segregated and consolidated the consignment, the same will be loaded in the truck and it will proceed to Bangalore. Now you can see that if you were to do this kind of a thing manually by the traditional methods, it would be impossible. You will be missing out on the speed and you will miss out on the efficiencies. So this is how the robotic process automation helps in the digital technology and the digital transformation. So this can help speed up business processes and improve the accuracy. Number two, greater transparency and visibility. Transparency and visibility are important because they help companies make better decisions about production and inventory management. For example, by tracking the movement of goods and materials in real time, companies can better understand where things are in the supply chain and how long it will take for them to reach the destination. So in the earlier example, we saw that, you know, when there is a hub and spoke model, you know exactly when the material is going to reach the hub. Or even if you look at the e-commerce example, you know exactly where the material is, and based on that, you can very accurately predict when the material is going to be delivered or when it is going to reach, you know, one of the intersecting points. The other thing is, again, we come back to the hub and spoke model. It gives you more transparency and visibility even into what is the volume of the consignment which is coming in. Now, generally, when people are booking the consignment, it can vary day to day. So in this system, the moment a consignment is booked, let's say we took the example of Calcutta to Bangalore. The moment consignment is booked at Calcutta, and there are numerous consignment which are booked at Calcutta, you immediately can find out what is the load going to be for Bangalore. So it allows you time, and it forewarns you on the resources which are required for carrying the consignment or carrying the load to Bangalore. And it need not be only from Calcutta, it could be from various places. So what it does is, it gives you a clear visibility, clear information on what is the kind of a volume or what is the kind of a load which is going to be there for Bangalore, or similarly for any other station. So it allows you to plan your resources and avoids or prevents surprises. So, yeah. So for example, by tracking the movement of goods and material in real time, companies can better understand where the things are in the supply chain. Again, we gave the example of imported consignment, where I said that you can actually predict when the material is going to reach the port, and you can promise the customers based on the the ETA, the expected time of arrival of the consignment. And you can plan your operations accordingly. It could have been raw material, not finished product. So in that case, you may even have to plan your manufacturing activities based on the arrival of the raw material. So digital technologies can be used to improve supply chain visibility in several ways. So what are the different tools or different ways in which the visibility is improved? So one is the radio frequency identification. Now, traditionally, we have been using the barcode. Now, barcode is a system where you have to, be able to read the barcode. So like, for example, let's say that there is a package. We spoke about the hub and spoke model, correct? Now, there are various packages. And when these packages are being routed through the, sorting system, the barcode has to be visible. Now, as compared to that, the radio frequency identification, or RFID as we call it, is a non-contact device. So you do not need to physically see the device. When it is in the proximity, it will immediately be identified by the system. So it avoids the compulsion, unlike a barcode, that it has to be visible at all times. Also, it can be read, from a distance. So you don't, unlike a barcode, a barcode does require certain proximity, also the visibility, because, you cannot read the barcode sometimes at extreme angles, etc. In radio frequency identification, these kind of limitations don't exist. The second one is the global positioning system. We all know GPS. And you know that GPS is used extensively to track consignments, even when they are, on the high seas. So if you have a container with a GPS device, irrespective of the information which is fed by the shipping company, you independently know exactly where your shipment is at that point of time. You must have heard that now there is a device called as AirTags, which are available. And these are available to normal consumers. So you can actually buy these AirTags. You can couple them with your software, with your mobile app. And you can put it in your bag. So suppose while you're traveling, your baggage is misplaced or misrouted or stolen, you can track your bag with the help of the GPS system, because these AirTags also work on the GPS system. The third one is the sensor data. Sensors are devices that can track temperature, humidity, pressure. So especially in the cold chain, in the good old days, there were charts, there were graphs, which were actually put on inside the containers. And they would record what was the temperature or humidity inside the container. And there were conditions, because if there are sensitive medicines or food products, frozen foods, the temperature is not supposed to go beyond a certain limit during the entire cold chain cycle. So in case the temperature goes, it is recorded. And in that case, the product will be then classified as, not fit for consumption. So this kind of data, today there are sensors available, and you can record this wirelessly, and you can continuously monitor them even remotely. So the sensor data are devices that can track the temperature, humidity, pressure, and other attributes of the objects. Additionally, by integrating digital technologies into their business processes, companies can better understand how their supply chains are performing. This can help them identify inefficiencies and problems so that they can address them quickly. So the digital technologies are so efficient, or they can be made so efficient, that they will capture all the parameters. Like, for example, what is the time that they were waiting at a intersection? That means, even if it's a hub and spoke, how much time did they spend at the hub, or how much time they spent at one of the facilities before being moved on to the next delivery point, or for the last mile delivery, or simple things like, how do I say, yeah, things like, what is the total time taken to deliver the material? What is the transit time? And, capturing all this data can help you understand where you are getting, delayed, or where are the bottlenecks, or where are the excessive waiting times. And these can actually help you identify the inefficiencies and remove them for a more efficient and optimal operations. Improved customer experience. So companies that focus on delivering a great customer experience are more likely to succeed than those that don't. Very, self-explanatory kind of a thing. Because obviously, if you are going to give the customer a delightful experience, he's, more likely to come to you repeatedly, and he's going to, be loyal to you. So digital technologies have had a significant impact on the customer experience. How? By providing better visibility, by speeding up the process, by providing a better customer experience. So they've made it easier and faster for companies to interact with customers, and they've helped improve customer perception of the companies. So obviously, let us say that you are ordering a material which is going to take 3 days to deliver. Now, within these 3 days, you don't know where the material is or whether it is going to be delivered on time or not. And there is another company which is keeping you posted on the status of your material. Like, for example, it is showing you where exactly is the material and even letting you know that the material may be delivered before time. That means 3 days was what was promised, but the material will be, delivered a little early. Take example of e-commerce. Today, e-commerce also allows you to select a slot when you want the material to be delivered, whether you want it to be delivered early in the morning, late in the evening, or somewhere during the day. So this kind of the customer experience, where your convenience is also taken into consideration, they basically help, improving the customer delight, or ensuring customer delight, I would put it as, and retaining the customers, which in turn will mean that improving your sales or sales revenue. Digital technologies can improve the customer experience in several ways as follows. So one is the web and the mobile app. So initially we had a lot of companies which offered a web solution. So you went on the internet, you went on the the website, and you could track things. Today, it's become much more friendly with the availability of mobile app, which means that you can book, you can do things. Like, for example, a simple example, airline tickets. There was a time when airline tickets could be booked only by going to the website. This is when, we started changing from going to a travel agent to directly booking the tickets, either from a portal or directly with the airline. Today, you can do it even from a mobile phone. So you don't need to necessarily, have a laptop or something. And this is the convenience, because you can do many things on the go. So web and mobile app, so these are digital technologies that allow customers to interact with the companies online or on their mobile devices. They can purchase products, check the status of orders, and more. Again, example is e-commerce. Also, I give you the example of, booking of air tickets or railway tickets. I mean, even you want to travel by luxury bus, by road, you can do it. Social media. This digital technology allows customers to share their experiences with companies and other customers online. It can be on social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, or reviews such as Yelp and TripAdvisor. So again, It is making it easy for the companies to get a first-hand feedback or a review of your experience. And it's an opportunity for them to make corrections. So, for example, if there is a customer who has been aggrieved because he has had to face a bad situation, so here the company has an opportunity to correct it by offering some incentives, etc., to the customer, refunding or, you know, providing some incentive in some other form, or even taking the feedback and making corrections. Even they find that if some employee who is responsible, you know, for bad behavior, or even somebody who has been responsible for a delightful experience of the customer. So these can be used by the company to take many actions. customer relationship management. These are software applications that help companies manage their interactions with customers. They typically include features for tracking customer data, managing customer contact information, and issuing invoices. So basically, customer relation management started, you know, with the corporates, where B2B businesses, you know, business to business transactions, you actually started capturing information about the behavior of the customer, the preference of the customer, and various other things which help you to serve the customer better. Now, the same thing is true even in case of B2C. And digital technology actually helps you to do this because it captures a lot of information. Now, it is understandable that when it comes to B2B business, I think we all understand the customer relationship management. But look at the e-commerce business. You know, recently there are e-commerce platforms who have said that there will be certain restrictions or there will be certain facilities which will not be available to people who have very high rate of returns. That means people who order material and then they return the goods, they return the material, you know, for various grounds. So if they find that it's a habitual thing, you know, where the customer is returning goods, it also helps them track the profitability of a customer. So even the pricing may be decided based on how effective, how profitable the customer is. So digital technology also enables you to assess these things.